what is your approach right now in a non-protocol setting in terms of the use of bevacizumab for metastatic disease?
So I use the 4599 eligibility criteria. No brain mets, no squamous cell carcinoma, no hemoptysis, and no thromboembolic abnormalities, no anticoagulants. But off-study, for patients who meet the eligibility criteria, I do routinely offer bevacizumab as part of the treatment.
What have you observed in that situation?
I've observed that it's been very well tolerated, with the possible exception of hypertension, but that's always been easily manageable. We've had no problems in that regard.
How do you approach the management of hypertension, and what levels do you treat at?
As everyone knows, in the oncology clinic, there's such a thing as stress-related, oncology-related hypertension. Everybody who walks in the door has got an elevated blood pressure just for the stress of being there. If it's unusually high compared to that patient's baseline, or if it's observed on more than one occasion, you know, we make sure that it's a true finding, so we'll ask them to get it at home. And then we just do the typical hypertension things. I usually start out with a diuretic, for example.
And how do you manage the patient in terms of chemotherapy and bevacizumab?
I follow the 4599 guidelines, which was to stop the chemotherapy after 6 cycles and then continue the bevacizumab. I think a big question, which is unanswered right now, is what to do when the patient progresses. If they're already on bevacizumab, do you continue it or not? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. Clearly, we need clinical studies to answer that, particularly given the expense of this drug. It's not something that I think we as a society can afford to give ad nauseum.
That's been a big issue in terms of trastuzumab and breast cancer. And one of the things I've seen people do there is sort of take into consideration whether or not the patient responded to the first regimen, and patients who had long responses or dramatic responses think a little bit more about continuing the Bev than not. Does that make sense, or is that something you do?
I think it makes sense. I guess it's still a work in progress. Perhaps unlike breast cancer, though, our objective response rates are not that high, unfortunately, so it doesn't come up all that frequently.
What about the use of other agents in combination with bevacizumab? What are you seeing in terms of that, and what do you think is appropriate?
Are you talking about
other chemotherapeutic regimens and agents?
Given the data in colorectal carcinoma, that bevacizumab seems to work in colorectal carcinoma, and the data with breast cancer, I think that this whole field of anti-angiogenesis is probably a whole cancer-related field. I don't think it's specific to any one type of chemotherapy. So I have no problems using it with other drugs besides carboplatin and Taxol.
In what situations would you use it with another drug?
Well, for patients with metastatic disease, if for whatever reason you're going to be treating them with something else, and that's a whole different issue, is when to use carbopaclitaxel versus gemcitabine platinum versus docetaxel platinum. Those types of decisions are made based upon side effect profile, cost, how frequently you have to come back to clinic, that type of thing.
Any speculations on the mechanism of anti-tumor action of bevacizumab? There's been a lot of debate on that started with colon cancer. Any thoughts about it?
It's a real good question. You know, there are several different possibilities that have been hypothesized. Clearly, when it comes to chemotherapy, one big hypothesis out there is that these anti-angiogenic agents help normalize the tumor vasculature and improve pericyte coverage and thus decrease the interstitial fluid, thus allowing chemotherapy to more effectively diffuse into the tumor. However, other possibilities clearly are that it is inhibiting formation of new blood vessels. Another possibility, which I think is probably more unlikely, is that it is actually decreasing the number or caliber of existing blood vessels.